it's the chicks here, Muck and Daisy, coming at you talking about AMAC.
AMAC. Oh, how I love thee. Let me count the ways. Do you remember when, like, I was about to turn 50? It was probably a few months ahead of me turning 50, and all of a sudden I get bombarded with crap from AARP.
Oh, I remember.
I was like, why you gotta remind me that I'm getting old? Why you gotta do that?
Totally remember, yeah. And now you've got AMAC, which is an alternative to that. It's the fabulous alternative, which aligns with our values.
It does. And so right now we are big into cancel culture. I don't know if you guys have noticed that, but like everybody is getting canceled.
Right.
And so I kind of think it's a nice way to fight back a little bit and cancel out AARP.
Yeah, I love
it too. Cancel AARP and get yourself some AMAC.
Mm-hmm. And you get yourself some really good discounts and really good member benefits for a really, really low price every year. Yeah, what you'd spend on like three lattes, you guys. So check it out. It's amac.us/chicks.
amac.us/chicks. Check them out today.
Hi, everybody.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Hi. Back in the saddle here at the station with all of the light.
Letting my dog out. Get out. Get out. Get out. Are you going? Oh, my God. Okay. Okay. Hold on. Oh, my God. My dog is ridiculous, you guys. He wants in. He wants out. He wants in. He wants out.
He wants out.
Yeah, now he's on the floor.
We have so much to get to. So much, including like this whole hullabaloo happening in Cuba where people are demanding freedom and waving American flags. So we'll get to that in a second. But first, I have an email from Diane Lingenfelter, who writes, to two of my favorite people, hello from Virginia. You guys make my mornings much brighter and I'm laughing way more now. So thanks for the giggles. She has a dog that's a Texas heeler named Charlie Horse.
Oh my God, I love that.
I know. And she got Charlie Horse the MyPillow dog bed. She got like a way too big one for him.
Uh-huh.
So, and she sent a picture, but I don't have the picture to show you right now, but she said other than being big enough for him and Daisy's steer, it's great. It was also greatly discounted using code
Chicks.
She says, Charlie is a Texas heeler, and that means he's always wanting to herd something. Gunner may have to come visit. Since he's currently all hat and no cattle, he will have to suffice with the gazillions of cicadas all over the place. Wishing you a very happy summer. Best of luck to Daisy's daughter in her swim meet. This was like a few weeks ago.
Oh, that's so sweet.
This was back in early June. I'm catching up now on my pillow emails.
Very sweet.
So she says, warmest regards from Diane and Charlie. So the dog bed, it's so funny because her dog is not that big and it's
right.
Like swimming on this giant
bed. Yeah. I'm going to need to get one for Gunner. This year.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah,
you put it in
his little lean-to because we're getting him a little lean-to, you know, like a little one of those three-sided barn things, you know, and put his little My Pillow dog bed in there and then, like, you know, take a picture, send it to Mike Lindell and be like, listen, you may need to make just a little bit bigger of a size for
just one more big size.
Right. One more, so like an extra, extra, extra large for the steers. Yeah. That would be fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Well, the discounts at MyPillow are amazing. And of course, just a couple days ago, we discovered that they have bath mats that match all of their amazing towels. So get yourself some. Call 1-800-875-0513 or go to MyPillow.com and use code
CHICKS.
Do it today.
Thank you. By the way,
massive shout out to our Chicks on the Right Insiders Facebook group folks who contacted us a few days ago and said, we really want a way, not just with the Insiders Group subscription, but also another way to help pay for your expenses, things like your crazy fiber internet bill that's going to be coming soon.
Oh, my God. Like,
and so they asked me to set up like these PayPal ways of donating. It just broke my heart into a million pieces.
I know. I got like all verklempt last week about that because it's been a crazy, and I'm looking for another day job, you guys. So if anybody knows any connections and communications, let me know, because I'm looking for something. I'm starting to get a little desperate this last month.
So if anybody knows, the insiders, maybe. They came through, and they came through big. And so many people have signed up to do like a monthly donation. And it just, oh my God, it just hurts our heart. It's so sweet.
And yes, thank you so much to our insiders. You guys are the best. You guys here are the best. Everybody, our community is the best. We just love you guys so much.
Okay, so we need to talk about Cuba just a little bit, because Cuba, there, people are uprising in the streets. They're fed up with being hungry, not having freedom, not having internet, not having electricity, living in under communist rule. It's come to a head, partly because I think there's a lack of vaccines there too, and everybody's mad about that. There's a surge in COVID. There's a lot of stuff going on in Cuba. So all these people are out in the streets protesting. They're not armed. They're not being dangerous. They're just out waving American flags and screaming freedom. And so naturally, the communist government is sending out their goons to go throw rocks at people, to like punch people out, to arrest people. It's absolutely insane. And the people who are speaking out here in the United States about that are folks like Ted Cruz, whose family escaped from Cuba, mm-hmm. Marco Rubio, all of the usual suspects who are you know, congratulating Cuban people for rising up, for saying that they have a stake in their own lives and should be free.
And naturally,
people like Bernie Sanders, very, very quiet.
Who are naturally anti-communist, right? These people are not.
What do you got, man? Your whore shorts today, but you got it on Monday. You got it, you whore.
So this is the thing. These people are obviously and naturally anti-communist, but they're speaking out against Cuba because they understand what it's all about. I do find it interesting, and I would like to know like what some of these liberals. You're right, the Bernie Sanders of the world are completely quiet, but they're waving American flags over there because we're the beacon of freedom and hope and awesomeness. You know, we are a symbol of everything that's wonderful when it comes to, you know, the constitutional republic, democracy, everything that's wonderful, right? And all these people right now on the left are bitching about how horrible we are. They're the ones who are complaining about everything that's terrible with the United States. So I just would like to know here from like the squad and all these folks how they spin this, you know? What are they saying?
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if like the AOCs say anything today.
Right. They'll say nothing. They'll say absolutely nothing, you know? Because this is the thing. These people are wanting so badly to be like us. They want to be, at least like how I see America, right? And how your parents saw America when they came here. You know,
well, and it's like Ted Cruz said about his dad. You know, he said when his dad escaped here, he was like imprisoned and tortured. And when he escaped to the United States, one thing that he's always said to Ted Cruz is, I had a place to escape to. What happens when we don't anymore?
Right.
What happens when America falls into that same, you know, goes on that same path that Bernie and their squad and all these crazy commies want?
Exactly.
Then there is no escape.
You're absolutely right. Yeah.
And that's terrifying.
So it is very, very interesting to see what's happening over there. And this is why it is so important for young people to learn history.
And to learn to appreciate what makes America great instead of learning how to hate it. I mean, that just, oh my God.
I know. I'm right there with you. So teach your kids history because the schools aren't doing it. You know?
Exactly. CPAC happened over this weekend, and Trump has won himself another straw poll. So he got 70% of the vote in the straw poll. No one even came close. Even DeSantis was second at 21%. So like way behind. And then all the other possibilities like Kristi Noem and like basically everybody else that you can think of that could potentially be running for president, they were like in the 1%, 2% range, if that.
Right.
Well, so it was a very, very weird straw poll.
Okay. Well, one of the reasons that he could have gotten it, obviously it's because he's Trump, you know, but two, one of the reasons that he could have been so far out front there is because he gave a speech and he was there. You know, I think is like, you know, insight in mind, right? I mean, he's there. And so
and maybe people are trying to encourage him, like CPAC attendees are probably trying to encourage him to make it official and to say for real that he's running.
Right. I mean, I'm, you know, I mean, that could be part of it. I don't know. Maybe it would have been different. My point is maybe it would have been different had Ron DeSantis been the speaker. That's my point. Yeah. It may have been skewed a little bit, you know, like the numbers may have been a little different. That's my point. I don't know. Well, I don't know because he wasn't. So I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know either, but those were the results of that.
And then you said that Kristi Noem gave she kind of did a dig to some of the governors.
Yeah. I mean, she even said, I'm not trying to like start fights with other Republican governors, but you know, it was one of those things.
Right.
And then she was basically like, you know, I'm tired of other Republicans pretending as though they never locked down their states. And she was clearly referring to Abbott and to DeSantis. And so, you know, she was like, we've been open the whole time. And she just made it clear that there was that difference between her and other Republican governors that she didn't name, but it felt like she was pointing at them.
But she's right. I mean, she didn't say anything that was incorrect, right? I mean, there's nothing inaccurate about her statement.
No, I mean, her state, South Dakota, was over it. South Dakota was never, never, ever closed. They were always, always open.
Always open for business.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, she's, and I do find it interesting. The coverage on her was a little different than the coverage on the dudes. They always got accolades. I mean, I feel like looking back, it's almost as if we see the guys as being the ones who were open. Right. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's just the messaging that's been portrayed to everybody is like, okay, well, Abbott and DeSantis, they were the heroes of it. And then she sort of like goes by the wayside. I don't know. I mean, she was open the whole freaking time. So really, who had the biggest balls? It's probably
That, I think she's got a point. I think that Abbott, but mostly DeSantis, I think they've been out front on other issues.
Probably.
In addition to COVID. And that's what people are gravitating on. And with her, she got such a bad rap for her stance on the whole transgender and sports. And that took a bite out of her success with COVID.
Right.
And so I don't know. I don't know if it was a lack of coverage or if it was just that there were other things that Abbott and DeSantis also led on that put them out front. I don't know.
Perhaps.
I don't know. Perhaps. I'm not exactly sure why that happened.
She's not wrong about that. She was open the whole time.
She was open the whole time.
Right.
Oh, show. Mm-hmm. Also, CRT, as you know, huge, huge, huge in the news. In fact, on the radio show today, I'm going to be playing some TikToks of some people, like teachers, who are basically saying, I don't care what the laws are. I'm going to make sure that my kids learn CRT stuff. I mean, it's insane.
And then those teachers will get tenure. This is what our country's doing now, you guys. Yeah.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. So listen, you're running out of time. If you are if you're a parent or a grandparent and you're concerned about your kids' education, whether they're in public school or private school, you know, it's hard to escape CRT and leftist indoctrination in these schools. And so they offer an alternative. They've been doing online virtual school for over 10 years. And they are focused on not like CRT and social justice, but on actual traditional Christian Western civ based education. And so they offer part-time classes. They offer a full-time curriculum, whatever you want. If you just want to supplement what your kids are learning, make sure they get civics. This is a way to do it.
Yeah, I love it because like if I were doing homeschooling, I would be like, I can't do math, right? So I would do all the English stuff because that's what, you know, I do got my undergrad and my grad degree in. I would do all the English, all the writing, all the social studies, all of that. And then I would be like, okay, Freedom Project is going to be doing all of the math stuff, all of the statistics, all of that stuff that I don't know how to do. And so that's what I would job them out to do. And you can do that. So it's like an a la carte thing if you want it to be that, or they can do everything. So it's really fantastic. I love what they're doing. No Common Core, none of that bull crap, none of the CRT. I love their curriculum. They're fantastic. I love what they stand for. So you guys really need to check them out. It's freedomforschool.com. You can read all about it. There are people there who will help you and walk you through it if you need help doing that. And they're fantastic. We love what they stand for.
But you got to hurry because their enrollment, you need to order up their info packet before their July 23rd deadline. So that's coming up. We've got like 5 days for you to get your information packet. Just go to freedomforschool.com. That's where you'll get it. And you can learn all about it there. I have a couple of videos to play you. One, Jim Acosta.
I almost forgot about him. Oh my God. I mean, like, he has not been around. So he obviously wants to be in the news again. Is that?
Oh my God. Well, not only does he want to be in the news, but he is so completely still obsessed with Donald Trump. He did like an entire thing, a whole 6 minutes, 25 second rant about Donald Trump. I'm only going to share with you the last part where he talks about Trump being a clown. This is before he gets to what you're about to hear. He also called him a Karen. So, I mean, dude is obsessed, right? Like, so he cannot stop thinking about Trump. And the only way that he gets people to watch his show is if he talks about Trump.
Right, right.
So,
it just shows you where their heads are at. These people are psychotic.
Psychotic. Yeah. All right. So you're just going to hear when he starts the clown talk.
Okay.
Here we go.
And on that note, there's something I'd like to address. A couple of weeks ago, I compared Trump's comeback tour to the circus full of sideshow acts and clowns. I later got an email from an expert on the circus industry. This person pointed out that comparison actually was not fair because unlike the chaos of Trump world, a circus is carefully composed and organized. That's a great point. Comparing Trump to a clown is most definitely an insult to clowns.
Oh my God.
He's more like one of those mask-hating customers at the grocery store. You've seen them. A Karen or whatever the name would be in Trump's case. You can almost hear him saying, I want to talk to the manager about the election. I want to talk to the manager of Twitter or Facebook.
What?
The American people are kind of like the store manager. We have to explain, well, sir, you lied about the election. You incited an insurrection. You're going to have to leave the store or we're calling security. Please take your fake White House seal and go play president somewhere else.
Can you even? This is news.
I can't. And I love how he uses his like little news voice. You know what I mean?
I know.
To try to sound all serious when he's actually just being a complete twit. You know? he's like, I'm going to use my serious news voice.
Yeah.
To do total fiction.
It's incredible that this is what classifies as CNN news now.
These people are psychotic.
And they wonder why their ratings are in the absolute tank.
Oh my God.
Gosh. Right?
Good going, Ted Turner. Like, Ted Turner started that network, and he's probably just like, what the hell? He's like, what's going on? I know he's a raging lib, but seriously, he's got to be wondering what the hell's going on, honestly.
Oh, he has to be. Totally. God. Now, I know for people only listening and not watching, they're not going to get the benefit of seeing Eric Swalwell shirtless on a camel.
Okay.
But for those of you watching right now, let me just show you this freak show. Are you seeing?
But was he farting? That's what I need to understand.
If you look at the camel's face... You kind of think maybe he is.
Yeah,
you know, camel doesn't look too happy.
The camel's like, seriously, do you got to do that? Yeah, do it right now, you jerk.
So he and this other guy that was with him, Ruben Gallego, he's from Arizona. They took this trip to Qatar or Qatar, however you say it. It was earlier this year. It was paid for by some special interest group. But now there are questions because he was supposed to be doing business. And typically riding shirtless on a camel is not what would be considered business. So now there are questions about because the House has these rules that forbid even special interest group for paying for like entertainment or any kind of extracurricular activities. So if he didn't pay for his shirtless camel ride, there could be some problems.
Okay. First of all, one, does anybody know how to pronounce that Qatar? Does anybody know how to pronounce that? Anyone? Nobody knows. Okay. So does anybody think he's going to get in trouble for this? Because he already should have been like kicked out for all of the stuff with that Chinese chick. Remember?
I know. Like Fang Fang. Or was it,
remember,
was it
Fong,
Fang Fang?
I think it was Fong or Fang or something.
Wang.
Fang, Wang Chung or something. Like, wait, like remember he did all the hibbity jibbity with her, and then nothing happened.
Nothing.
Like, he completely compromised our national security, and nobody cares. Like, nobody cares except for us. Like, mm-hmm. we're the only ones that care. And they're like, they're there. It's fine. He's going to go ahead and stay on all the committees that he's on. He's going to keep doing all the things, you know, because he's the guy that farts on TV. He's that guy. It's fine. Totally fine. And so he stays. He said, you know why? Because he's a Democrat.
Yep.
There are no rules for Democrats. So I guarantee you, nothing. He's shirtless on a camel. He's like, woo, spending taxpayer money, shirtless on a camel, farting on the camel. It's totally fine. Nothing is going to happen. Nothing. I guarantee you. Listen, I know. I sound irrational, but I'm not irrational because he's a Democrat and nothing will happen because they live by a separate set of rules.
Absolutely. All right. Yeah. I have to share another video of you. This one went absolutely viral over the weekend because Kamala apparently doesn't think that people who live out in the country know how to get photocopies.
Mm.
So. Okay.
Right.
She, and by the way, Soledad O'Brien is a complete sea hag. So she had like a 25 minute interview with Kamala in which they talked about all kinds of things. And at no time did Soledad O'Brien push back on Kamala when she outright lied. She tried to lie about all of these voting rights bills that Republicans are passing where it says if you are part of a campaign, you cannot give gifts or incentives to people standing in line. That's been a rule forever in most states that you cannot incentivize people to vote one way or another while they're standing in line. So Democrats have latched on to this rule to say, oh my God, that means people can't drink water in line. They're not allowed to have water. It's an utter lie. If somebody wants to bring their own water and have water in line, they are absolutely allowed to do that. But Democrats don't want you to know that. They want you to think that Republicans are preventing people from drinking water.
Well, I mean, Republicans want you to die of thirst. Of course we want that. And we want it to be, and if you do drink something, we want you to drink dirty water, right. Dirty air. That's who we are, right? I mean, that's what Democrat, duh.
The U.S. will be out of Afghanistan within weeks, but far too many people stopped paying attention years ago. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, I'll explain why this withdrawal is so personal to me, the heroism I witnessed firsthand, and why I'm certain the Taliban will be back in power very soon. Subscribe to The Sarah Carter Show wherever you get your podcasts.
By the way, I want Soledad to marry Sinbad. Remember that guy? I want them to get married. I don't know why.
What is
every
that
time
his last name? Would it be Soledad Sinbad?
I think it's his last name. I want her name to be Soledad Sinbad. So bad. I don't know. You're the only person that understands how much I need that to happen. Anyways.
So what this clip is that you're about to see is the thing about, because Soledad says, hey, couldn't you just compromise on the voter ID thing? Because, you know, Republicans, most people, not just Republicans, but like 70% plus of America wants voter ID.
Right.
Right. And it's super racist to imply that people cannot get ID if they're black, if they're rural, right. if they're it's, whatever.
Exactly. So it's incredibly racist. Right.
Here is her answer to that question.
Is agreeing to voter ID one of those compromises that you'd support?
I don't think that we should underestimate what that could mean.
What?
Because in some people's mind, that means, well, you're going to have to Xerox or photocopy your ID to send it in to prove you are who you are. Well, there are a whole lot of people, especially people who live in rural communities, who don't. There's no Kinko's, there's no Office Max near them. People have to understand that when we're talking about voter ID laws, be clear about who you have in mind and what would be required of them to prove who they are.
Yeah, right.
Of course, people have to prove who they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But not in a way that makes it almost impossible for them to prove who they are.
God, these dumbass rural people. I'm a dumbass rural. I'm a rural person. Look at me. Look at where I'm living right now. I am the most rural. I am the most ruralist of the rural that you got going on right here. And I'm a dumbass. I can't find a photo. What's a Kinko's? I don't. What's a Kinko's?
Can you believe how condescending this is?
I don't understand. I don't understand because us dumbass rural people, we don't have an edumacation. We don't know what that is, Kamala. God, I can't stand these people. I can't.
Just unbelievable.
Just shut up, lady.
And the whole time, because I actually watched the entire interview. I know. And one thing I've noticed about Kamala that's really interesting that she does is she makes this face when she is trying to make a point. She makes a face that you can tell that she means it to look like she's saying something really profound. You know what I mean? Like she'll do the squinty eye and she'll kind of do one of these things. She'll do a little head bob and then she'll pause, right? And so she'll be like, I think what we really need to think about, you know, and then she'll have these pauses. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And really, it's just, she's not saying anything. She's not saying anything at all.
No, just like none of them. None of them say anything of any substance whatsoever.
Yeah.
And then they basically belittle people in rural communities by saying they don't have a Kinko's. They don't know what a photo, they don't know what a photocopy is. They can't get an ID because these people are dumbasses. No, you're the dumbass. You don't know what you're talking about. You don't know. I mean, it's like these, oh my God. Meanwhile, she didn't visit the border. And when she did visit the border, it was El Paso, where the problem was not. Oh my God. And then she just
The good news, I guess, because I was thinking about this on my drive-in today, is that in the next presidential election, the choices that the Democrats have are either Biden, which is, I mean, there's no way, right? Or her.
Right.
Because who's going to try to primary either one of them?
Yeah. You know what I mean? So listen, I'm going to say something and we'll probably not, like this YouTube video will probably get shut down. So if they win with her, then we're going to know something's wrong.
Oh, yeah. Right? There's no way that they can win with
her. We're going to know that something is wrong with our, dare I say, the integrity of our elections A or whatever. How do you say pig Latin? How do we do that without getting shut down?
Elections A.
Thanks. Yeah. I mean, let's just get real. Because, I mean, there's no way they can win with her. No way.
There's not. I mean, she didn't even make it through the primaries, you guys. No. And so
they
there's no way.
Her. She was rejected by her own party. They did not like her. They said, we don't like her. And then they're like, we're going to go ahead and give her to you anyway. Oh my God.
I mean, if Biden hangs on through this entire first term, can you imagine him running again?
No. He won't run again. It'll be her. And she was a reject, a loser. and they put her in there anyway. I mean,
yeah.
It's not going to be pretty.
Do you have to go or do you have time for talks?
We can do a quick talk.
Okay, I've got a couple talks. There's this one that I wanted to show you that I'm not going to show you because it's too small to see. But I'm going to tell you that there was this car. Like, you can see this car, right, that says, oh, my God, oh, my God. Basically, there's a BLM sticker on the bumper. And so when you zoom in on the BLM sticker, it says Biden loves minors.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And I'd not ever seen that before, but I haven't either.
But now I can't unsee it. Now I'm going to see that forever and ever. Amen.
Also, we have a woman who has a message, an updated message about the COVID vaccines. Hide your kids, hide your wife. She has a little bit of naughty language. So just brace yourselves for this important message.
Here we go.
Just making sure that everyone is up to date on the latest guidelines from the CDC to stay safe. They are now strongly recommending that everyone back the fuck off of my shit. Just making sure that
I was not expecting that from her. She's quiet, so serious. And like librarian-esque, you know? She's very, very quiet.
Isn't that great? Okay, and then this is the last one. Just a quick PSA about words that are hard to pronounce.
Three of the hardest things for people to say.
Cutter.
I was wrong. I need help. And Worcestershire sauce. Three of the hardest things for people to say.
And Qatar.
I was wrong.
Cutter.
I need help.
Qatar. And we don't know. We don't know what how to pronounce it.
No
we
idea.
Don't know. That word that's Q-A-T-A-R. We don't know.
I've always said Nobody Qatar. Knows. And I'm probably just going to continue to do that.
It's Qatar or Qatar or something. Qatar. We don't know.
And Qatar. Why do they have to have a dumb name like that? They why? Need to have does something it, that's just...
Why does it have to start with a Q? Why?
Without a U.
Without a U.
Yeah.
What's going on there?
That's the problem. If right. they just had a Q, it would be quater and we could call it a day.
Why doesn't it start with a K?
Exactly.
Yeah. Why do you got to confuse everybody like that?
Anyway, I didn't get to a couple of stories. I'm going to save them for tomorrow because they're hilarious.
So I love that.
Tomorrow.
All right, everybody. It's Monday. We're going to make it through today. We're going to do it.
We can do this.
We're going to do it. We're going to give it the old college try. We're going to do it, you guys. Bring it in, everybody. Bring it in. You know what I'm going to do today?
What?
I'm going to just venture out of my little cabin here, and I'm going to try to find myself a Kinko's.
You make that photocopy, girl.
Because, God, I am so stupid. I can't figure it out.
Good luck with all
of that. You guys, have a good day.